America Weekend.
I'm going to take Mildred up to D.C. to get married.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Loving.
It's quiet and affecting, even when it's struggling mightily to overcome its television drama trappings, especially in the second half. But Loving wins that battle and ends up being the fully fleshed-out feature film that it promises to be by focusing almost all of its attention on the remarkable lead actors. Credit for properly centering that attention must be given to writer-director Jeff Nichols, who gave us the wonderful Midnight Special earlier this year, and with Loving has delivered his most atypical film yet. Ultimately, a snapshot of what led up to the 1967 Supreme Court decision that overturned state laws prohibiting interracial marriage, the film pulls almost all of its power from the mildly flamboyant performance of an excellent Joel Edgerton as Richard and a marvelous turn by the completely understated Ruth Negga as Mildred before it ever even becomes obvious that this movie will finally lead to the landmark U.S. case of Loving versus Virginia. Negga and Edgerton make certain that we understand Mildred and Richard as simple and modest human beings tossed into a tempest. Eventually, it missteps a bit when shifting some screen time to the lawyers that take on their case, but before we get to that, it's a lead acting tour de force. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to visit Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com and enjoy. And as always, Mark will be back next week. All right, the Apple Store. We've all been there. It's this forbidding, foreboding thing in your local mall. And it looks like no other store when you glance in from the outside. It's wide open. It's just a bunch of tables and scores of people and workers dressed in the same color t-shirts. And it's this weird fluorescent lighting and it's always crowded and it's just very scary. In my mall, the Apple Store closed. No, and they didn't go away. They expanded into another part of the mall. They took over three stores, and now we have a gargantuan mega Apple Store in our local mall. And it doesn't have the regular entrance. You know, when you go into any store in the mall, you're simply just like walking into a garage. It's an open space. In this Apple Store, since it's so large, they created these almost translucent walls that you have to walk in between to get into the Apple Store. Once you're in the store, the entire ceiling is one giant light fixture, 70 by 120, and it's an orb of glowing light above you at all times. So if you hate fluorescent lighting, oh, you're going to love this. They have even more iPads and iPhones on display for you to look at and try out. But don't dare ask to speak to that person over there, that big hairy guy in the red t-shirt, because you better get online first and register before you get to ask anybody anything anytime. And why is there always a queue to get into the Apple Store? You feel like you're out in front of the hot nightclub and you hope to be chosen by the bouncer and allowed in. These people, I want more Apple products. I need more Apple products. I still have 2 years left on my iPhone lease, but I don't care. I'll pay an extra $900 to get out of it because I have to have the newest of the new and the best of the best. Ooh. So I go in there with my son the other day because he's decided he wants to move up to an iPhone. He's got a tiny itty-bitty little Android, and so he wants to go and join the Apple race. So we're walking around, and they have literally in this new mega gargantuan Apple store in my mall, 47 phones that are set up for you to try. And they all look just like any other phone. Okay, it's the white one, and it's now the brushed gold look. That's the new thing, and there's a couple of red ones, and they're all just standing there for you to play with. So he's trying one out, and he's trying another out. We're not going to get this for a while yet. And so I went to ask the guy a simple question. What's the difference between this phone and that phone? Have you signed in, sir? Signed in? No. I just walked in. I just want to ask you a quick question. I can't do that, sir. Why? You need to be registered. I can't ask you one question. What is the difference between this phone and that phone? No. You'll have to go over there and register. And so there I look, and there are these like nine people standing outside the store in a little queue with a velvet rope looking in wistfully. I want to be in there. I want to buy these products. I need to enhance my Apple life. And they still have the Apple Watch on display. Do you know anyone with the Apple Watch? Wasn't the Apple Watch summarily dismissed by the American people? Sorry, the worldwide people, because we are a bunch of globalists now, you know. They're still trying to sell this thing. It's Starbucks has a certain feel to it when you go in, does it not? You feel as if you're joining a society to simply go in and order a cup of coffee. The Apple Store has a similar feel. You are joining up. You are reaching out and making this lifelong commitment with this company. You feel like you're joining up with Jim Jones, and it's 1978, and you're going off to Jonestown, and you don't know about the Kool-Aid being served for dessert that night. And it's this commitment that's just a little standoffish. I don't want any part of it. I'm an Android person. I'm a proud Android person. I go to my local Sprint store, and I simply just get my upgrade whenever I'm due for one, and I get the next Android thing, Galaxy this and Galaxy that or whatever. I'm losing my son to the Apple people. They are taking him away, and I may never, ever see him again. Stay with us. Cara DeFalco and I have dead giveaways. Your partner is cheating on you. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Fink Green, Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.